This is TWiT.
Sanho Hyperdrive.
Okay, USB so Hub. This is a Kickstarter that you want to jump on right now. They just opened it up yesterday or the day before on Kickstarter. I have a lot of Sanho Hyperdrives, so this is just one of many Sanho Hyperdrives. This is an older one, but they're going to make them specifically for the Type-C iPad, which is really awesome. So this one's designed for the MacBook, but it's similar to what you'll be getting. If you order it right now, what's nice is you'll be getting it for, I'll put it this way so it'll look a little prettier. You'll be getting it for $49 instead of the list eventually of $99. Look what it adds.
Wow.
So I've got a SD card, micro SD card reader. I've got additional power coming in here through the Type-C port and two USB A Type-A 3.1 ports. There is also one, and this one is for the MacBook, so it has two of these. It's not appropriate for use with the iPad, but it's the same company, Hyperdrive. Sanho makes a bunch of these. This one has also HDMI. Mm. So just check and see. This is a more powerful one. The nice thing about the one they're making specifically for the iPad is it has a bracket that will hold it onto the iPad. Again, that won't be out until January. So that's kind of a weird holiday gift. You could give somebody a printed gift certificate saying, hey, in January, you're going to get one of these. But I think everybody who has one of the new Type-C, this is a Type-C, not a lightning connector, one of the new Type-C iPads is going to want to get this to extend it. This is kind of the best dongle because it fits flush right on the iPad like that.
Calling it a dongle is a little bit of an insult.
It's not even a dongle.
Dongle is lame, whereas a hub is classic.
It's a hub.
A hub is classic.
Thank you.
A dongle is, dongle. I see you just brought your dongle.
Big deal. What'd you bring your dongle for?
A hub is what I say.
If you've got a dongle, you're going to need some things to plug into it. And for that, I want to just show you, and these are more like stocking stuffers, but things that you can plug in to your hub. First of all, this is what I take traveling. You know, we've looked at a lot of different power strips for traveling. This one, to me, is the best because it's compact. This comes from Anker. It's their PowerPort Cube. So it has 1, 2, 3 plugs, but it also has 3 of Anker's IQ USB chargers. And these are smart enough to give you quite a bit of wattage. What's nice, it's only $20. If you're traveling out of the country, what's nice is you put an adapter on this, right? And this will work with the high voltage 240 and 220. You put an adapter on this, and now you have regular US plugs that you can plug into. I'm really happy with this. We have two of them, one for me and one for Lisa, as we travel around the world.
My parents are overseas for 3 weeks, and my dad just got that. He got that. He was so proud.
You're kidding.
No, he has the same thing. He got it. Yeah. I think he maybe even got it on sale. He was very excited about it.
Yeah, it's not expensive. One of the caveats, though, is, and some people want this, is it has an on-off switch for the chargers. Mm-hmm. And I maybe for this, too. It'll glow blue when it's on. But if, for instance, you're in a hotel room, you know, sometimes now they have hotel rooms where the power goes out when you take your key, right? Mm-hmm. You leave your key in the slot, and then when you take it, it goes out to save juice. That'll turn this off, and then when you put the key back in, it won't turn it back on again. Mm-hmm. So it's just good to remember you need to turn it on to start charging things. That's the Power Strip Anker PowerPort Cube. 3 outlets, 3 USB ports with switch. $20. Not bad.
Who's going to get that one? Me?
No, this is mine.
Oh, that's okay.
Do you want one?
No, you gave me my Christmas gift yesterday, and I loved it.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad. I chose it myself.
No, you did not. You had no idea what it was.
Anker is, as you know, one of my favorite companies. They're a Chinese company. Probably their spyware. I don't know. But I still buy all of their stuff. They're kind of the Apple of chargers, right? And they're coming out soon with a gallium nitride charger that is really small. But until then, this is the one I recommend. This is their PowerPort 2. Again, now that we're in this USB-C world, you're going to want something like this. So you have a standard port, an IQ, one of these, what Anker calls the IQ Type-A port. That'll be for your iPhone. But for your iPad with USB-C, you really want a USB-C charger. And this is what we call PD, or power delivery. That means it is a fast charger for iPads and other Type-C devices. This is actually 50 watts. That means it's enough to keep your MacBook Air or your MacBook charged as well. A MacBook Pro would be slow to charge, but it would charge. So that 50 watts is a lot. So this is a nice compact adapter for charging 50 watts. It also has a little light on it, which is nice so you know if it's powered up. Anchor does really great stuff. There's another company, though, I like. There it is. Yeah, high-speed charging. The other company I like quite a bit, by the way, $32.99 for that charger is not bad. A lot less than Apple wants for their 30-watt charger, which is not as good. This has not only a Type-C, it has a USB Type-A, and it's more wattage. It's 50 watts, so that's the one to get. Increasingly, I'm moving to Type-C. I'm pretty sure the iPhone is going to be Type-C at least in a year or two, if not next year. That means I can now safely go all Type-C everywhere. We were talking about these little battery packs. Everybody loves these. Mm-hmm. This is from a company called Aukey, A-U-K-E-Y. What I love about this, it has, you can charge it with micro USB. I know we have a lot of micro USB plugs lying around. But when you want power delivery, yeah, this is so nice. This is 10,000 milliamp hours. That's enough to charge your iPhone two times easily. You can even charge an iPad with this. And look, it has Type-C with power delivery, PD. Again, you're looking for PD, $30. And look how compact it is. It's about the same size as your iPhone. In fact, if you wanted to go out in the world and needed to keep the charger, you just could rubber band them together, and it wouldn't really be much bigger. I carry this in my backpack all the time. This is my new full-time charger. Micro USB in at 10 watts. USB-C in, so you can charge it with your USB-C. I really look for that. That also is fast charging. That's 18 watts. USB-C out, 18 watts power delivery, PD. And then the USB out has quick charge 3 if you have one of those Android devices and you have a Qualcomm device. So it supports all of the different things. You can charge an iPhone, you can charge an iPad with it. This is a really handy thing to have. There it is, the Aukey Power Delivery Power Bank, 10,000 milliamp hours.
Can I show you what I bought yesterday for my kids? It was on sale.
People love this. This is a great gift for anybody as a power bank.
Yeah, exactly. So I got the Anchor Power Core.
Really nice. I like that.
Now they're $20. Yesterday it was something called Green Monday. I don't even know what that was.
They're making up names.
Yeah, it's like today's Purple Tuesday. I don't know. But I bought three of these.
That's a lipstick size, which is nice. They can put that in their backpack. It'll charge your iPhone up once.
Yeah, which is all they need. They don't have more than that. But yeah, and then they don't have to keep stealing mine.
Lisa steals mine.
Yeah,
I didn't tell her about this one. Look at that. You could put it right in your.
Yeah, the family that steals each other's chargers together stays together. That's what we always.
She says you're in charge of the power banks. Okay. Yeah. I have quite a few because as time goes by, you want to upgrade these. Let's talk about cables, though, because what did he say?
In charge of the power bank.
I'm in charge.
Kevin always with the pun. He's got in the charge. Punny
brain. So I'm a kind of cable fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I find the cables that you get from Apple break all the time. Mm-hmm. They're cheap plastic. They get bent and they break. The nice thing is they're cheap. This is an expensive $11 cable, but it's a USB-C to USB-C, so it's perfect for your iPad charging. You plug it into the back of that. And then it has a couple of features I really like. First of all, the cable itself is braided fabric. Those both tangle less and last longer. And then I love it that they include a strap.
Oh, yeah.
I will nice not strap. Buy cables now. And this is a nice leather strap that don't have straps. Because that way, you keep it organized. You keep it in your backpack. And this, so if you're going to buy the Anchor, I would say instead of going to Apple and spending twice as much for their lesser charger and lesser cables, spend $11 for the Metrans direct compatible USB-C USB-C cable with the braids and the loop and the thing, and get the Anchor PD USB-C charger. It's 50 watts. That's a better deal all told. That's a total of $44 for the two of them.
And it's a good gift for people on your list who might just go to Amazon and order whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
these are good cables and good charge. The only thing to remember, and this is so crazy, but I have to say it, is that unfortunately, the way USB-C works is these are charging cables. They're USB data cables. They are not Thunderbolt. So if you have a Thunderbolt device, that's not Thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. So don't use it. Don't confuse it with a data cable, basically. It could be used for USB data, and it could be used for charging. It's fine for an iPad Pro because we don't have Thunderbolt on the iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Then there's one other cable I really like, and this is from a company. You're going to hear a couple of name checks from this company because I like their stuff. This is Nomad, and I've shown this before. Again, this is the same thing, braided fabric cable. It has a nice rubber tie to put it together. But this is fantastic. Now, these are expensive cables. They're $30, but it's universal. Mm-hmm. So you have a type micro USB, the old school, and then that will either go into Lightning. And nowadays, Apple people, we got to suffer because we got all these different connections, or it'll go to type C.
We're really suffering.
We're suffering.
Don't suffer.
So this is a great cable for people who are in between, you know, betwixt and between. The only drawback on these is they're USB type A. Mm. That's why it's important when you get a power bank to have that choice of A or C. C is preferred when you're charging an iPad Pro, but A is going to be fine for a lightning-based device or even one of your Android phones.